NYG Weekly, Weiss here with you. Don't have my co-host Ethan or my producer Nick. I just wanted to share my thoughts on yesterday, and I've been going back and forth about whether to just tweet it through my Twitter account, but I felt like, hey, look, I have a podcast. I have thousands of people that listen to it every week. Let me use my platform to share my thoughts. And if you're somebody that doesn't care and doesn't want to hear my thoughts, only want to hear me talk about the Giants, that's fine. You don't have to listen to this episode. But if you're someone that wants to hear my thoughts, I appreciate it. Obviously, you guys know with the Giants, it was a amazing weekend of football for us to finally make the playoffs and to sort of get out of that sort of dark time of Giant football and to finally have hope and to see results that shows us that we're headed in the right direction. Regardless, if you're at the game, not at the game, everyone felt that emotion inside of, okay, finally we did it. And that's the beauty of football, right? We love football that much where it 60 minutes of a football game sort of affects our entire week. When they say week-to-week league, it's because one week you're feeling on top of the mountain, the next week you're sort of, stuck in like a dark tunnel where it's like, what's going on? But it was a great weekend, and, yesterday I did the podcast with my guys, and we dropped it, and it was a great episode, and we talked about what it meant, and I was getting ready to sit down and watch a amazing Monday Night Football game, a matchup that I think could be an AFC Championship game this season, with two of the premier quarterbacks in this league, with some of the premier receivers in this league, and it started out great. We saw Joe Burrow go down the field, score a touchdown. We saw Josh Allen go down the field and lead his team to points. It was the making of a very good game. But then we saw the dark side of this game that we love, that is engraved in our society. When you talk about American culture, football is a part of it. And in the fall, in the winter, on Sunday or Monday, regardless of your social status, regardless where you are in the country, there's football on a TV, most likely in your house, because that's how big, that's how much football is engraved in our society and our culture. Regardless where you come from, how long you've been in the country, eventually football becomes a part of your life. I've seen it firsthand with some of my family and friends that have migrated here from overseas. It takes a while, but eventually they catch on with football. Soccer becomes secondary, or cricket for some of them becomes secondary. Football becomes what's the number one thing to them when they watch sports. But yesterday we saw the dark side of it. And there is a dark side, and it's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit the fact that this game that we love, that it's such a big part of our life, some more than others, has a dark side, and we saw it yesterday. And, I remember when I saw what happened, I thought, okay, this is a concussion, or this is, I've seen this before. But then you saw Josh Allen, you saw Joe Burrow, these guys that are filled with this, charismatic. They're real life superheroes. These football players are superheroes, and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are at the premier of the sport. They're some of the premier guys of the sport, and just to see how terrified they look, and to see Stephon Diggs, how terrified he looked, and Tre'Davious White, how terrified he looked, and Sean McDermott, this leader of men, this know, you look at Sean McDermott and you see that guy's a football coach, that guy's a leader of men. And to see how terrified he looked, and to listen to Joe Buck and Lisa Salters talk about CPR, 9 minutes, it just, you came to the conclusion like, okay, this is bad. This is, you know, you always think about it. You know, when I remember when I saw this, what happened with Tua on that Thursday night game in Cincinnati, I remember saying to myself, like, this is disturbing. And truthfully speaking, I finished watching the game, but that image of Tua on the ground with his hands the way they were, it was in the back of my head. You know, luckily we didn't see, you know, there's no visual of DeMar Hamlin getting CPR, because that would have been a very traumatizing thing for all of us to see. I mean, if anybody has seen somebody get CPR, it's pretty disturbing, you know, act. I mean, it's not something that's comfortable to watch, even though, you know, they saved his life. That act of giving somebody CPR, it can traumatize you. And you saw it traumatize players on the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, to me, it was just, like I said, a reminder of the dark side of the game. And I felt like, you know, I was thinking, how do I want to, you know, approach this? I have this platform. What can I do? You know, how can I help this situation? You know, I'm not a doctor, obviously. What can I do? What good can I do with this? And, you know, I have Twitter followers, you know, 80,000 or whatever Twitter followers. And I thought, okay, I have this platform. Let me share what I can share. And, in regards to giving my opinion and my thoughts, I said, I have a podcast. Let me give my thoughts on this podcast. And it's tough. It's tough to watch. I understand, as football fans, we're hoping for the best with the situation. But, I mean, yeah, some of us in the back of our minds, you know, there's a whole nother element here. Like, okay, well, what's going to happen next? Are we going to play football? Like, what? And the only thing that that gives me peace in regards to that, if that's the right word to use, is that, you know, we're going to play football again. You know, we're going to finish the regular season. We're going to get to the playoffs. We're going to crown a Super Bowl champion. You know, and we're going to go on. There's going to be the offseason. There's going to be another draft. There's going to be another season. But I just think it's important to, you know, right now, to really just take a step back, okay, and understand, like, the human element of this. You know, a man was on the ground for 9 minutes getting CPR, basically brought back to life, you know, was stretchered off in an ambulance, taken to a hospital, you know, still in the hospital. I think that should be our focus, you know, praying for his recovery. And we'll eventually get answers. Like, we'll find out maybe in the next 24 to 48 hours what the NFL plans on doing. But we should just focus on DeMar Hamlin, and we have. And I think that's very important. We have been doing that. But, you know, that's sort of my thoughts, is I know we're going to play football again, but right now, and we still love the game just as much as we did on Sunday, and just as much as we did before kickoff of the Bengals and Bills. But we are reminded of the dark side of the sport that we love. And I think right now we have to just pray for DeMar Hamlin and his family, pray for those Buffalo Bills players who are traumatized and, you know, just dealing with the fact that their, you know, teammate is going through what he's going through. The Bengals, you know, T. Higgins, I'm sure he's, you know, going through some things right now. It's a difficult situation, and, you know, there is no, how can I put this? There's no there's no wrong way to feel about the situation when you're upset about what happened. I think it's just a matter of how we express ourselves about it. I think it's okay to sort of wonder, hey, you know, what's going to happen with the rest of the season? But I just think we have to, you know, right now, our focus should be on DeMar and his family. And we will play football again. But, you know, life will go on. But right now, I think it's important that we focus on DeMar and DeMar Hamlin and his family as they go through this troubling time. So I just wanted to share my thoughts. You know, I posted his GoFundMe campaign, which, by the way, it's impossible to say anything positive about the situation. But man, just to see human beings come together in this, you know, in this difficult situation, and just to see the willpower. I mean, $5 million in 24 hours were raised. I mean, that's incredible. That just shows how powerful human beings can be. And it's awesome to see. And again, you can never, you know, you can't really spin this in the positive light, but, and it sucks that, you know, it takes something like this to happen for us to realize, hey, you know, we can work together. And when we do come together, we can make things happen. And it was just awesome to see, and to see all the videos being shared. It's awesome. And look, you're always going to have people that, you know, use this difficult situation to try to push whatever they want to push, or create a conversation around something that they want to create or push, you know, their whatever. But, you know, I think the majority of people understand the severity of this and understand that right now it's about life or death. And, you know, I'm praying for DeMar Hamlin and his family, and hopefully he can make a speedy recovery and live his life. But it was a scary situation, and shook me up. You know, shook me up to the point where I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not trying to be overly emotional, but you sort of did lose a little sleep because you're thinking about it. Like, I watched the sport. I've seen guys break their legs. You know, we all saw the Nick Gates injury. We all saw what happened to Tua. We've seen these graphic things. But we rolled the ball back on the field and we kept playing. But for it to get this bad, it's terrifying. So those are my thoughts. Had a week planned. Wanted to bring on a couple of guests, talk about the Giants. We'll see where they are. We'll see what happens. But for right now, really, it's just about praying for DeMar Hamlin. And really, it's just the football world is stopped. It's paused. And, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, this 24-year-old young man, he's younger than me, young man can recover and live his life. So those are my thoughts. This is NYG Weekly. Hopefully we can get some more clarity later in the week, and we can get some content up. But that's all I got for you about this situation. So peace.